Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla, Marshall, middays, next.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I believe it was Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell that got us up and running with the twitching element of the program. Thank you to them. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Well, thank you for listening on this Thursday.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thanks to listening to our executive producer, Dustin William Rhodes.
Paced by Chris Kelly. Around to Shaw. He's pushed to the ice by Seidenberg, who in turn is knocked down by Bickle to the blue line. Rosenthal to the net. Score!
2013 Stanley Cup comeback day for the
almost
Chicago
a forgotten
Bulls.
One. The one in between. The one that's in the middle. The one in Boston. I remember it well.
That's you know, and that's not a shot at people with middle kids. I felt like you were taking a shot at the lost or forgotten child.
I'm not taking any shots.
And thank you, Brandon Pryor, for your great work.
The Chicago Bulls on the verge of taking 3 out of 3 from the Lakers in Los Angeles. Michael Jordan with 30 points. The Bulls lead by 7. Final seconds. Magic's 3-point attempt blocked. Pippen comes away with it. And the Chicago Bulls have won their first ever NBA championship.
How about that?
How about that?
Long time ago.
Magic Johnson. Earlier.
Yes, Magic. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And Marv Albert. How about him?
Marv Albert. Whatever happened to Marv Albert?
Yeah, well, don't bring that up. Okay. Hey, Marshall Harris is here. He's right here. I can see him.
I remember what happened to Marv Albert.
Oh, don't you tell the story. And Layla Rahimi, it is Thursday. Layla's here.
That's a good question for 5 on it.
She learns every day.
I guess she has said a 5 on it.
Is it just what happened to Marv Albert? That's the question?
Yeah.
He retired. That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
His son, Kenny's a good play-by-play announcer.
You got 2 hours to work on that answer.
2 hours.
Humming.
I see Hello. The pie from Wildfire.
Oh,
how
yes.
was it?
Oh, delicious.
Are you kidding?
I thought the rest
so
of it
good.
Would be gone the way you guys were talking about splitting it up after the first round.
You can't overdo it. You don't want it too much of a good thing. Plus, you know, it's very, very
rich.
It's very, very rich. It's good.
Why did you say that like you want to take a nap right now?
Because you feel like taking a nap right now.
That's how you know it's good.
Yeah. I'm hopeful I get through the day before the nap comes. I'm worried about the drive home.
It was very well-timed.
It was beautiful.
Thank you to the fine people at Wildfire.
Did you know it was coming? Or
we did.
Okay. At least you were mentally prepared.
It wasn't breaking news, unlike our read for Wildfire.
I was waiting for the breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news is brought to you by Wildfire.
Breaking news in the strawberry rhubarb pie brought to you by Wildfire.
See how that works?
Yeah.
I do laugh that it wasn't breaking news, that you knew it was going to be here.
I also think it's halibut season, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it really?
Yes, the halibut's back at Wildfire.
Oh, that is really good, actually.
That is one of my
favorites.
You know, as a person that likes a good steak and used to only order the same trio filet medallion, I got hooked on the halibut. Now every time I go there, I have halibut.
I was going to get the steak last time I was there, but then I saw that nice fish on the menu.
The fish is so good.
Try for the halibut.
I tell my kids, you can always order fish at a steakhouse, but I'd be careful about having a steak at a fish house.
I think it's good advice.
Yeah.
Words to live by.
There's two in town I can think of where you're going. It's Joe's and Shaw's.
Joe's has maybe as good a steak as I've ever eaten. I mean, They have a really good, high quality steak. But generally speaking, you want your steak at a steakhouse and your fish you could have at a steakhouse. You can't have steak at a fish house, generally speaking.
Also, if the name restaurant is in the name, you got to do a double take.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What's it? I can't. I'm
like, if
to
you're
figure.
Doing a road trip, how many times you'd pass such and such restaurant?
Well, I just know you see a lot of, and if you get into more rural or even suburban areas, it just says restaurant.
Does it work that way with Trattoria, which basically is restaurant in Italian?
Nah, because it's cute.
Okay. Just ask.
Makes it a little more.
So restaurant
or like ristorante.
That?
That's what they're saying.
If it just says restaurant and you don't know the name until you pull up to the spot and see the front door.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's
good advice.
That's
too.
I think that's unless it's a diner, that's a good call. It opposite applies to diner. If it's breakfast time, you just want food. Diner.
Yep.
I played soccer with a friend of mine, great guy. He you know, English wasn't his first language, and we were at a steakhouse. And he was asked how he wanted his steak, and he said, over easy.
Oh, no. What happened?
Chuckle.
We all had a laugh, is what happened.
Yeah.
I would actually think that in this day and age, somebody would try to figure out that order and come back to you with something.
Easy on the steak.
Perhaps. That's really funny.
I had dessert, now I want lunch.
How are you handling it all?
I think you're on pace, David. You're on pace to have a good three square meal day. Yeah,
dealing with our baseball fallibility.
We're going to check out our partner's three square meal day. We'll do that later in the afternoon.
I'm going to text him.
Definitely addressing the significance of not just what happened during the Cubs game, but the importance of what happened before. So we'll get into that. Jed Hoyer being even more definitive as we barrel toward the trade deadline. So I'm going to bring back some of the stuff he said, not just in the press conference, but on MLB Network. Appreciated your talk with Ruben Hippolyte, so we will bring some of that back. Shakia Taylor will talk NBA Finals with us at 11:25. She's been covering the Pacers all postseason for The Athletic. We will also have Gabe Ramirez on at 1:25. Our Five on It segment is at noon. And just a lot of surprises in football and baseball talk along the way. Basketball, too.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.